While the government is secretive about many terror suspects in detention, the name of one suspect arrested last month has gotten a lot of attention, Mohammad Naeem Noor Khan. He's the Pakistani whose laptop yielded a treasure trove of information about al-Qaeda. Khan was also apparently working as a double agent, helping Pakistan and the U.S. ferret out terrorists. The reason we know his name is that someone leaked it to the New York Times. That blew Khan's cover and appears to have ruined a valuable sting operation. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports that it's still unclear who outed Khan or why.
Senator Charles Schumer, a New York Democrat, was the first to officially register displeasure with the leak. On August 8th, he wrote to the White House stating that, quote, one or more senior American officials leaked details about Khan's capture. Schumer questioned whether the disclosure had compromised U.S. national security. Now, another senator has voiced concern. At a hearing this week with her colleagues on the Senate Intelligence Committee, Maryland Democrat Barbara Mikulski called Khan's outing a wasted opportunity.
We had the man. We had the computer. We had his address book. We were using his address book to email operatives. Dear friends, this is the intelligence find of a lifetime.
On Wednesday, Mikulski wrote her own letter to the White House calling for an investigation.
Who made the Khan information, not only his arrest, but the information so public that the guys in the cave know now what we've got and what we've got a hold of? I think we need to find out who did this, and I think they should be fired.
And it's not just Democrats who are up at arms. The chair of the committee, Republican Senator Pat Roberts of Kansas, agrees that the Khan leak is a matter of extreme concern, a sentiment shared even inside the upper echelons of the Bush administration.
Has this government lost the ability of keeping a secret?
Donald Rumsfeld. The defense secretary was testifying this week before the Senate Armed Services Committee. He never mentioned Khan by name, but there was no mistaking his anger.
What's taking place is we are systematically advantaging the enemy. They go to school on us, they learn a lot, and we help them. We help them with a hemorrhaging of information from the United States government on a regular basis, and that's a problem.
Here's the twist. The White House is now vigorously denying that it was a U.S. official who revealed Khan's name. Many journalists, including this one, reported that administration officials were behind the leak. National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice had seemed to confirm that in an August 8th interview on CNN. Aides have since said she was merely repeating the question she was asked. But yesterday, a White House official was emphatic: Khan's name was not revealed by U.S. sources. So if not U.S. sources, then who? A second U.S. official, National Security Council spokesman Sean McCormick, says he doesn't know, but he pointedly directs attention to news reports that cite Pakistani authorities. That would bring the story full circle. It was Pakistani officials complaining about leaks from Washington that started the kerfuffle. According to a Pakistani press report, Pakistan's government has gone so far as to lodge a protest with Washington over the matter. Sean McCormick says he's not aware of any such complaint. For now, then, the mystery of who outed Mohammad Naeem Noor Khan remains unsolved. There may be some clues, though, in a letter making its way this weekend from the White House to Senator Schumer's office on Capitol Hill. It's Condoleezza Rice's reply to the senator's query of August 8th, asking who leaked Khan's name and why. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.